Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Our democracy is hanging by a thread, but we know it's not about just winning and losing each battle. It's about persistence and building resilience.
That's why we're launching the Practivist Pod, the practice of activism made practical.
If you're looking for ways to get engaged or just for ways to stay sane, we want to help you navigate what comes next.
It's an exciting collaboration with political dynamo Jess Craven, author of the Chop Wood, Carry Water newsletter.
And grassroots activist Steve Pearson, host of the How We Win podcast.
Every week on the Practivist Pod, we're going to have important conversations with changemakers, give you practical ways to make an impact, have some fun, and inspire hope.
This is more than a podcast. It's a place for our community to grow our practice of advocacy for justice, equity, and progress.
Action is the best antidote for anxiety. So subscribe to the Practivist Pod today.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week! Week, 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 week.
We want to thank you for joining us here in the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Because you know where to get fantastic information and entertainment. Look at you.
That's right, because you multitask.
You really do. You really do.
We also want to thank you, those of you who are our Patreon subscribers. You are making our lives and certainly this important work possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the way we say thank you is by giving you 3 micro idiots a week, which are about to go video in the next few weeks, folks. So get ready for that. So if you haven't gone over to Patreon, get on over there, because then you can see our lovely faces.
That's right. And it's like, it's more than double the impact, I think.
That's right.
It's an exponential return on your investment. And we know that not you can't always do that, and we understand. And if you can't, why not do a cameo?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little something you can give yourself or a friend or maybe show to somebody. Like, it can be a pick-me-up, an explanation about the world or some particular aspect of it, an idiot, whatever you need.
Whatever you need, you can have some Frangela in your pocket. Go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and get a whole bunch of loving back. Speaking of loving, sexyliberal.com. Go there, get there to get your tickets for the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour with Stephanie Miller, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and Frangela. Y'all, we're going to be in Minneapolis on April 13th. We're going to Philadelphia after that.
The 27th.
On the 27th. Check on all the wonderful, wonderful places that you can come and see and check out and support this amazing liberal comedy show.
Do it now. Go to sexyliberal.com. Nowhere else. Don't get scammed.
That's right.
And, you know, we also want to make sure that every Friday, you know where you're supposed to be.
Yes, the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. It's the blackest hour, I think, in radio.
Absolutely, if not all media.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Because Reverend Dale's show is Sunday, so there's no.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dottie J, for always keeping us deep, deep, deep in idiots. All right. Florida man claims airport bomb threat was an attempt to quote unquote flirt with fellow traveler.
Okay. Miami native Alan Barinsky, 70. 7 decades have passed since his mama birthed him.
First of all, I want to say, touche, Alan. If you are at 70, making it through the world like, hey, let me hit on somebody.
No.
I'm going to say good for you and your circulatory system.
Clearly, you haven't been hit on by somebody who was 70 recently. Because let me tell you, the experience does not feel flattering, and it is not what you think. Okay. Let me tell you, I've had this happen. Okay. And when you, I'm trying to travel. I'm trying to get through the airport. Okay.
I remember that.
I don't need this. Ooh, look at them thighs. You look good enough to sop up with a biscuit. I don't need none of that. You got good childbirth and hips. I don't need none of this. Okay. Listen. I'm just trying to do my travel.
Alan said he told the police he was trying to be funny, okay? When he made a remark at a Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, okay? He says
two witnesses overheard him tell another passenger something like, "If the bomb in my bag goes off prematurely, I apologize to your family in advance."
Okay. Now, this is a thing that Ansel and I have talked about, I think, regularly over the last 3 decades, which is when people don't know they're not funny.
Thank you. That is exactly where I wanted to begin. I wanna invite you to hear this, everyone. This is what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. I don't fight fires, so when I see a fire, I don't jump in and ask if they need a hand. I don't do surgery. That's why you ain't never gonna wake up in an OR and see me. And you'll be grateful for that. Trust me.
Right.
I do jokey jokes. Okay. I stay in my lane.
And you do them well. And you do them well.
Thank you. Thank you. As do you.
Thank you.
Alan Barinsky, 70. I haven't seen you. You don't do jokes. Okay.
Nope.
And let me tell you how you know that you shouldn't be saying the thing about to escape your lips. If you are, quote, trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no trying. Trying is lying. No try, do. Yoda. If you got to try, you shouldn't be doing it.
Let me tell you something about, I'm gonna give you an indicator why we are professionals and you are not. When I make a joke, somebody laughs and they pay me. When
Alan.
You make a joke, Alan, police come. You go to jail.
You go to jail. That's how bad your jokes are.
Don't nobody laugh.
No.
Ain't no ha ha.
No.
Ain't no money exchange.
No, there's mugshots and fingerprinting. That is not, that's not a good set, boo. That's not a good set.
I will tell you, you're going to need to work on your setup and your punchline. Some people, they just need help with the punchline. Some people need help with the setup.
Yeah, but those people don't get arrested. If you're starting with an arrest, I don't even know if we can get to a joke.
Okay.
You got to know your audience. You got to know your location.
There's a lot wrong here. There's a lot wrong here.
You know what? Like, you don't go to Sparta and do a set about people not being accepting of differences and weakness. You don't do, because that's not Sparta's, that's not how they roll, okay?
No.
You don't go to New York and talk about New York sucks. That's not how it works, okay?
No.
You
no.
don't go to the airport and talk about bombs. Alan, and you are 70, Alan.
Alan, 70. I'm going to tell you something, Alan. I think you need to worry less about what's in your pants and worry more about what's coming out your mouth.
Yeah. And if a lifetime hasn't taught you that, a lifetime, Alan. See, this is the kind of thing where I go, okay, I think part of his punishment should be he can't be in what's it called? The when you get older organization, AARP.
ARP, yeah.
They keep sending me stuff, which whoever signed me up for that, you're a jerk. okay.
No. First of all, Angela, what do you not understand? Okay. Let me explain something to you about ARP. ARP is the ninja of age, okay? They are the Shaolin masters of seniors.
Yeah, but I'm not in that group yet.
Bitch, you're in that group.
No. No, okay, you know what? I don't want to get distracted with this BS, okay? Because we got other idiots to do, but I am not about to, you know.
Oh, see, that's what your problem is. You don't know who to bell tolls for. That's what your problem is.
I know who it tolls for. It tolls for you. Okay, with your own vegetable cart ass.
You don't know who the bell tolls for. Listen.
What was the mood at Gettysburg? I'm just saying. You may be old, okay? I'm a vibrant young thing.
They gonna hunt your ass down till you get it.
ARP's gonna hunt me. You'll be jumping out of toilets and stuff.
You don't understand for whom the bell tolls. It's you.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna put that aside, okay? But let me explain something to you. You can't make bomb jokes at the border or at the airport. You just can't.
Hell no.
Frankly, I gotta question the wisdom of doing bomb jokes, period, in our society at this point. Like, that's the kind of thing where there's just not a safe place to do it. They just, I mean, the shit in Russia just happened. Come on now, people.
I know. Come on. You're stupid.
Youthfully, I would like to say.
You should be free in the hair.
I was hair flipping. Youthfully, I'd like to say, Alan, you're supposed to be a role model.
All right. Next up, this is also from Dottie J. Naked man goes for a dip in Burger King water tank in Colombia. Let me tell you, y'all, I wasn't right. I wasn't right from the pictures. When I tell you he had his whole ass in there, which is different. Then, you know, kind of like seeing your body in it.
Even like your feet. Like if somebody were dangling their feet in it, that would be upsetting, obviously. Yes. But your ass is, you're right. It's a whole different wrong. I mean, to me, it goes from misdemeanor to felony.
It really does. I'd sit here and go, no. We're going to go through this story, but what I'm going to need from Burger King is more than what transpired,
yeah,
what they
sure.
offer.
I think okay. This is the kind of situation you got to nuke it from orbit.
Thank you. Okay. A Colombian dude decided to have it his way when he decided to take a full body soap, stripping down to his birthday suit and plunging into a Burger King water tank on the roof. An eyewitness filmed this wild footage on camera, and you can see the naked dude emerging from a giant container atop a Burger King.
Somewhere in Colombia.
Just south of Medellin. Okay, mind you, this is broad daylight, y'all.
Oh my God.
And yes, he was completely buck naked.
He chills on the edge for a little bit like it's no big deal.
That's the part I saw with his ass in it.
Before completely lowering himself down, and then he gets out and goes down. This site, of course, freaked out the hygienic-loving customers. As they assumed he was swimming in water that this Burger King actually used in some capacity.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right the F there, Angela. Why you store the water if you don't use it no kind of way?
Well, this is where it gets... See, one of the things I don't like about this. Thankfully, it says in this article, Burger King was quick to reassure everyone there was no risk of contamination here. Because they don't use the water? Because it's just some old tank? Because there's no... They always re-clean it or something? No. Because they say these tanks are just reserves and not used in food prep or facility cleaning. Reserves for what?
For what? Because you see, this is the thing, Angela. I don't keep reserves of things I don't use.
Thank you.
There's no reason for me. I don't reserve preserves I don't use.
There we go. There we go. You don't see me reserving like hot shit, do you? like hot spices, because I don't use them.
You don't use them.
So I don't need to have them.
I don't need a container for it?
No, I don't need a backup container in case my container of, you know, jalapenos is gone. I don't need a backup container because I'm not having jalapenos no kind of way.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
With that said, apparently, they said they weren't going to take any chances. They temporarily closed this location, and they said that they're going to, which I'm going to tell you something, going to bring in a specialized company to handle the water sanitation and treatment. Okay.
But why?
How about you dump that water? Clean the tank and start anew. Because we don't know what kind of, you know, sanitation resistant microbes fell off of his body.
Out of his ass.
Out of his vestibule.
Thank you, Angela. First of all, if we didn't use this, we wouldn't have needed to close the restaurant. Secondly, if we didn't use this, we wouldn't need to call a specialist in. If we didn't use this, you see what I'm saying?
You wouldn't have to keep reassuring us that you were gonna clean it. Yeah.
For me, it's a lie.
Because you know what you don't have to do? You don't have to tell me, you don't have to reassure me that you're gonna clean the roof ever.
No.
Unless I see somebody's naked ass in the water that you're going to use.
Yes.
Look, I don't want to have water that my naked butt's been in.
Oh, my God. They said Burger King has taken extra measures to prevent this sort of thing from happening again. Sealing off roof access to make sure the skinny dipper doesn't stage a repeat performance. No, 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 no.
I believe that this reporter has been bought off by Burger King. That's first, I would like to lay that accusation down. I for real think that this is a case of journalistic lack of integrity in some kind of way.
Burger King said our clientele can rest assured that this was an isolated event.
No, they cannot.
No, you can't.
This is the time that was a camera that caught it. What concerns me is all the times it happened before today and how many people had their lips around a dirty butt juice whopper. That is not okay for my brothers and sisters in Colombia. That is not okay. Let me tell you something. This location is dead. It is done. It needs to be closed. Bomb from orbit so we can be sure.
Grill it. It's done. Set it aflame. Okay?
My way is done.
I need you to Burger King this location.
Thank you.
Okay? We'll be right back after these messages. Angela, I have been watching these incredible videos on the internet about Japan, and they are so inspiring. I have decided that I am going to put traveling to Japan and learning Japanese on my bucket list. And you know what's going to help me?
Is it Rosetta Stone?
Yeah,
I know absolutely. I know it is. Because Rosetta Stone is the leading language learning program available on desktop and mobile. It's designed to fully immerse you in your chosen language for a more natural and effective learning experience.
Learn faster, retain longer. No English translation. So you truly learn to speak, listen, and think in your chosen language. It's an intuitive learning process. Start with words, build to phrases, and progress to full sentences. Also, designed for long-term retention. So what you learn sticks with you.
That's right. And you can perfect your pronunciation. The built-in True Accent speech recognition technology provides a real-time feedback, helping you sound more natural. It's really like having a personal language coach guiding your accent every step of the way.
Yes. And most importantly, I think it's an incredible value. Learn for life. A lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages so you can learn as many as you want whenever you want.
So don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast, The Final Word and Idiot of the Week, can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today and get started and claim your 50% off today.
Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Welcome back. Next up, this is also from Donnie J. Florida man shot his roommate 10 times over argument over cat.
Okay, now, first sorry, of all,
I know.
I know it's wrong. I'm trying to be better me. Okay.
Hey, now, first up, I want to say from a sensitivity level that oftentimes you don't get a lot of males who love cats deeply.
I didn't know that's where you were going with that sentence. I thought you were going to talk about our lack of sensitivity and laughing.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I just want to preface that kind of animal love.
Well, I think that the stereotype of the single woman with a bunch of cats is sexist and messed up and not
Thank
true.
You. Because
any man I've known, any person I know with pet, they generally, in my experience, care about their pets a lot.
Yes. And so,
if you know they got a pet, they care about it.
This, for me, the trope, this is what I love about this story and why this story made it in, is that it goes against the trope.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So a man fired a barrage of gunfire towards his roommate during an argument over cats, police said. According to the affidavit, 59-year-old Glenn White shot his female roommate 10 times. I want you to get this right. The violence went from Glenn to his roommate. 7 of the shots were in her lower extremities, 2 in her ribs, and 1 in her finger. And that's really, really serious, okay?
No, and it's completely messed up. And it did put this on the edge of not going in.
That's right. Okay.
However,
police said that they responded to the South Florida home after reports of gunfire. According to the affidavit, when they arrived, they found the victim had been shot several times. Glenn White, 59, was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, which I agree with, right?
Well, of course. What happened.
All right. Police said that when the victim was awake and coherent in the hospital, she told authorities that the shooting stemmed from an argument the two were having in the days leading up to the incident. The woman had noted that White had recently been evicted from his home, okay? Mm-hmm. And she allowed him to stay at her house. Now, White has been evicted already.
Okay, let me just... I am not blaming her.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say red flag on the he's been evicted. Maybe that means you shouldn't put him in your house. I'm just going to throw that out there as a cautionary flag to folks. If you think right now you on the, some friend of yours, somebody you know is texting you about how they're getting evicted, you can respond, "Oh my God, that's horrible." You can do that.
You can do that. You can say, "That's challenging."
that's my go-to. Whenever this is a good thing. This is one of my hints of life. Whenever somebody starts saying stuff that's hard or you don't understand or you know they're looking for something that you can't give, just so that sounds challenging. Keep saying yes. Sounds like you're meeting that challenge. Sounds like that challenge is challenging to your challenge times. Like, whatever. Just say challenge.
Challenge.
So I'm just throwing it out there. So accordingly, going on, the victim said that she would like, she let him move in and he had three cats. I'm wondering if this has anything to do with the eviction.
Yes, I think so. I know so.
Because somehow, when he got to her house, that three cats became six.
Exactly.
Which I wonder if that a similar multiplication problem had happened in the other home.
Exactly. And I know somebody. See, here's the problem. More, and I'm going to say this, and you can write to me, at me.
Address it to Francis.
More than four cats is cat hoarding.
I think so. I think four is on the edge for me.
More than four cats for me, that's my opinion.
Well, legally, I believe you can only have five pets.
You can only have five legally. Pets in a house.
Right.
But I think that if you have more than four cats, you might consider yourself a pet hoarder.
This is the thing. And that's if you have a place for everyone to be.
And also, you don't have, which, and I have known pet hoarders, okay?
Yeah.
Somebody with that problem over their entire life. The problem is that if you're not keeping that place, that situation pristine, mm-hmm. there's not food all over the place. There's not fur smell. All over the place. A smell. All of those things. More than four pets, that's a lot.
Well, and I, you know, this is the thing. And I think a lot of this confusion around it being hoarding or not stems from people thinking they're rescuing a pet. Let me explain what a pet doesn't need from you. They don't need to be homeless with you.
That's right.
That's not rescuing the pet.
No.
Inferior care, where there are animals that are, they're just coming and going. You don't know where they are. They're not getting vet care. They're not, you don't know if they're eating. You don't know. Like, that's not, you're not helping this animal.
No.
So I think that there's sort of a delusion going on. But in any case, when somebody offers you a place to hang your hat, okay, you run into some difficulties. I'm not even going to blame him yet for that. We don't know what happened. Maybe as an evil landlord who decided that he was going to sell the property right under him and say, get out. Who knows? But what I know is when somebody at the kindness of their heart offers to give your evicted butt and your three cats a place to live, you don't bring three more. And what it tells me is that you were lying about the three.
Right, yeah, it's a three cat lie. And that's a lot of lies.
And that, if you're lying about it, it's too many. That's how you know. You know, when you lie about things, that should reveal to your dumb ass that it's actually, that you know it's a problem because you're lying about it.
Woo, ain't that the truth, okay? So, according to the affidavit, the victim said that she would like White's six cats to live outside the house. Now, I'm going to say, you know, I grew up very differently, and I have a complete house cat. This cat been in the house for 17 years.
Oh, you don't have a house cat. You have a penthouse cat. You have a cat. You wish it was a simple house. That uppity, bougie, royalty thinking he is cat.
He has not been outside. We don't let our cats outside.
He hasn't been off of a soft surface. He is the most ridiculously pampered, needy,
really
spoiled, entitled ass cat I have ever met. And he cusses them out constantly.
Daily.
He's never
daily.
Grateful. Never,
never
grateful.
Never, never, ever, ever.
He's stolen like four heating pads. He's just ridiculous.
He really is.
So she said she asked him, she wanted to put these cats in a screened in area. Now, here's the thing. I'm not a fan of having animals that can come and go as they please, because I think it's dangerous.
Me too.
Especially in city environments, but it's certainly in more remote environments, other animals and wildlife that can become prey very easily. And if not hit by cars. So this is something I kind of feel strongly about, but you can't have not told her what she was letting in.
Right.
Okay. You couldn't have told her. You maybe needed to foster some of those cats. At least three, because it sounds like she agreed to three, but once she brought six, she was like, okay, they gotta go outside.
That's a whole handle.
And I feel like, thank you. I feel like that's not unreasonable of her. I do question the safety of this screened in location, for the animals, but I understand that she wasn't saying you couldn't be there.
No.
She was saying that she didn't agree to what she didn't agree to. And apparently Glenn doesn't know how to, use his words.
Or negotiate
at all. So he went straight for shoot you 10 times.
Right.
He stopped. She had to beg him to stop shooting her.
So she said that. She said, how about we have your cats live outside? Moments later, Glenn started shooting and shouting, I'm going to kill you, bitch. I'm going to kill you.
See how quickly we move from gratitude to murder?
Which makes me question why he got evicted in the first place.
And also, you brought a gun to my house?
Yeah.
Did she know he brought a gun? Like, I mean...
Well, clearly, because she didn't know he had three other cats, so I don't think that they had the gun discussion.
I'm going to tell you something what this story just did. It just ruined people trying to stay with me.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to be like, I'm going to need to check your luggage. I'm going to need to check your... Because you can't come up in here with no gun. And six cats?
Well, let me tell you something. That used to be a question my parents would have to ask people who come and stay with us. Be like, we got kids here, even though we had guns.
I was going to say they had guns.
I know.
They had them. She had them like in her apron.
Yeah, totally. Well, I never understood that. But my mother would say she would ask people, be like, we got kids here, so you can't bring your gun.
Oh, my God. It's just a thing. You grew up because you're so old. She grew up in the Old West.
I did grow up in the Old West.
Times were different, though.
You had to put your piece, you know, when you come into town, you had to put your piece.
You're supposed to leave it with the sheriff.
With the sheriff at the saloon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a problem. This is a problem.
This is, okay, we put this last. Trigger warning, this is a moment for a trigger.
Oh my God.
Trigger warning.
Trigger.
If you do not like nastiness.
Trigger. Turn it off.
That involves the vestibule. You cannot hear
turn
this
it
next
off.
One.
Turn it off. Trigger. Okay. Trigger. We triggered.
Trigger. If you need to pull over, pull over. We cannot stress this enough. We have been told recently that we need to provide trigger warnings. And this is our first one. And it is absolutely necessary.
Trigger. Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, I can't. Okay. I'm going to read the headline. Don't be mad at me. My husband always defecates in bed during orgasm.
Oh, Lord. Lord, make it no. Make it stop. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, no.
Let me explain to you how unsatisfying his sex with me would be for the rest of our marriage. How I would make as sure as I can that he never orgasmed. I will. Pull out, push him off, whatever. It is not, you cannot come to completion in my boudoir if this is how you celebrate. No, you will.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Oh, God. Do we? We have to, I know, because there are things to be said. I'm going to tell you something. There's always a debate. Should this go in or not? But there are things that need to be said.
Yes. In a candid and deeply distressing conversation,
a woman
has opened up about her agonizing ordeal involving her husband's perplexing sexual habit.
I would like to object to the use of the word perplexing.
And or habit.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank
because I'm going to tell you something. If you do this enough to be a habit, you're wrong. Okay?
This needed to be an accident that happened once and that completely shamed and scared you to the point where it took a long time before you were willing to pull out your wonky and get winky with me because you were scared it might happen again. I need this to be a shameful, scarring, traumatic moment.
Okay. This habit she describes as disgusting and mentally debilitating. Okay, but here's my thing. I'm gonna have to check your sphincter, okay?
For what? Instructions?
We're gonna plug it up. Okay?
This is my problem. They've been married for 11 months.
Too long!
And here's my problem. They have two kids. They dated for a while before they got married. And she said he did it then too. See, this is where I go, okay, boo, the first time this happened.
Yep.
The first time. I give you a support group. I'll come over, hold your hand. I'm not gonna help you clean because that's just, I can't. But you stayed and you married him. And I don't understand that. She said that he's a responsible, good, and loving husband. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if he's Mr. Rogers on Brad Pitt's body. Let me explain to you how our love would never be consummated.
Not never. Never again. Not never. Because here's the deal. You know what? You and your penis have to find another home.
I think it's called a toilet.
Okay.
A bidet, maybe.
This is not the place for you.
No, it's not. The bed is not the place for you.
No. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry this happens to you.
Some sort of facility. I don't know what kind. Some sort of facility has to take him in. Because this is not okay. This is not okay. And this is the thing I want to say is because I thought about this, Francis. And I know we like to think of ourselves as sex positive, but not if this is the sex. If this is the sex, I am sex negative. This is not how you, and I'm going to tell you something. I am down with kinks that are not illegal and that are between consenting adults. This is not okay. Nobody can consent to this. This should just be wrong.
Also, this is not a kink. This is the problem. He has to marry somebody who has this kink. Then he's found his right person.
And I mean, whoever that is, I don't care if it's a man, woman, elephant, whoever you can find that is like, this is what I live for. That's who you have to be with, period. And I will legislate that shit. I do not want you out in the dating population conning poor innocent people into loving you.
No. You can't do that.
When you know you bring in this kind of crazy.
You can't. I'm going to tell you something. You can't come roll up in here and be like, you know what? So, I work for AT&T.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Yeah. That's good jobs. You got a good
thank
job?
You. Yeah, thank you. Wow, thank you so great. Much. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, you seem very neat and tidy. And
I like to do paint by numbers.
Oh my God, how a nice hobby.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, I shit the bed when I come.
Fuck you. Fuck you and whatever people raise you, I'm out. I cannot even believe you wasted my time. You are not human.
Dude.
I'm sorry. Call me what you want. But you won't call me shit bed mate. That you won't call me.
Also, why is it her problem?
Well, this is what I don't. I feel bad. This woman's crying and really upset. She's like, it makes me want to vomit. I don't know what to do. Leave his dirty ass. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay. Okay. Because he's clearly, I'm telling you, if you can't duct tape that shit, and I don't want to know you.
No.
Okay.
No. This is non-negotiable.
You better find some of that gorilla tape. Whatever the fuck they use, okay?
One of them products on TikTok that stops leaking.
That's what I'm telling you.
Some kind of mustard or paste or something.
Something. Put some herbs on it. Something. But you're going to stop doing this shit.
I don't care. That's between you and your vestibule. However you work it out. But nothing. We're not playing peekaboo with that.
No, not at all. Okay, let's review.
We have the man who
thought talking about bombs was a good way to flirt at the airport.
Yep. Then we had the naked man go for a dip in the Burger King water tank.
Then we have the man who shot his roommate 10 times over his lie about his kids. Don't laugh. I was trying to be better about it. You started. I was trying to be a better person. Okay. And then we have the asshole who defecates. Okay.
When he comes. Who's the bigger idiot? I'm going to go the woman who married the man who poops when he comes because...
Yeah, I can't go anywhere else. I can't. Because he did it. It's one thing if this gets revealed post-marriage, but you knew this before you got into a legal situation with him.
Yep. I don't want to hear you complain. I can't hear no complaints.
This is what you married.
Right. And now 11 months.
I'm going to quote from Gone Girl. I'm the bitch you married. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You know what, Francis? There was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time.
There was a time in this country when they called it making love, not making boo-boo. Do you know what I'm saying? Making number two. It's called making love.
Angela? There was a time in this country. There was a time in this country that if you wanted to flirt with somebody, mm-hmm. you told them they had, you know, cute smile. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, have I seen you here before? You know, it didn't have to be good.
No, it didn't.
It didn't have to be good.
What you didn't lead with was bombs, okay?
That's not sexy.
That's not sexy. I'm Frances Callier.
Domestic terrorism is not sexy. I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are for Angela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week, 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 week. Ah.
Hi, I'm Dan Dunn, the host of What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn. A show that mixes history, culture, politics, famous people, and booze, and strains it through the cognitive mesh of my sozzled gray matter. Join me each week as I take a lighthearted stroll through the consequential role that alcohol has played through the ages, and how it shaped key moments in history, quite literally changing the world. For instance, did you know that Thomas Jefferson started the first U.S. wine company in Virginia with investments from George Washington and Ben Franklin? It's true. And if you're wondering whose winery sits across the street from Jefferson's estate today, here's a hint. What's orange, president, and has a very good brain and the best people. I'll also tell you about new stuff to drink, trends, recipes, and other things that are good to know. And I'll chat up celebrities, along with the movers and shakers of the adult beverage world. And since this is a show about alcohol, I'd like to remind you that drinking can cause memory loss. Or even worse, memory loss. Where was I? Oh, right. Plugging my show. It's called What We're Drinking with Dan Dunn. It's fun, I promise. So come on, pull up a bar stool, and let's kick it.